fly it up here. We're doing it live. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. The Sugar Show joining us here on Tobin and Leroy down here in Miami. Sugar Sean O'Malley, one of the brightest stars in UFC, UFC 280. Buy that on pay-per-view this upcoming weekend on Saturday. It's 2 p.m. locally is when the card starts here. He's taking on Pierre Dion. Sean O'Malley, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Really, this has got to be cool for you because everybody's been saying, oh, Sean, when's he going to take on the tough contenders? When he's going to do this? You get to shut them all up, Sean. You get to go, take out a former champion and then possibly, move on to a championship title. Does it feel good to get that opportunity this weekend to shut everybody up?
Yeah, I always knew this opportunity was going to come, so I was kind of just dealt with with the people saying, when are you going to fight someone, blah, 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 blah. So I always knew this opportunity was going to present itself if I just continue to go out there and knock out the dudes they put in front of me. And here we are a couple of days away from fighting the number one contender.
This is the first time in the UFC you fought out of Vegas. Have you gotten a chance to soak in Abu Dhabi? Have you gotten a chance to enjoy that? Or are you not able to do that when you're so close to a fight?
I came out here about 10 days ago. So I've been able to, we flew around in a helicopter. That was pretty cool. It's kind of hard with the diet. You can't really go out and enjoy restaurants, and that's kind of the best part about traveling. So I've been eating the same strict diet I've been eating the last 10 weeks. So as far as adventuring out and stuff, you can only go to the same mall so many times.
Is that the normal time that you would get to a fight that's not your home base? 10 days? Or some guys go a little bit earlier, right?
So typically I'd go about 5 or 6 days before the fight.
Oh, okay.
So this will be about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, 17, 18 days before the fight. So quite a bit longer I've been out here. I had to get acclimated. It's 11-hour time difference. So I didn't want to, the first 3-4 days were pretty tough as far as getting my sleep schedule down. So I'm glad I came out as early as I did.
Has it been hard for you and your team to be patient and just kind of wait this out? Because, we all want to see the big fights. So if you have any kind of success, we want to see you fight the big dogs. But you've stayed true to what your plan was and how you were going to go about it. And now you have your opportunity. Is that sometimes difficult when you can compete with any of these guys?
Not really, just because the pay, it's like I wasn't getting paid a lot. So for me to go out there and fight the best guys in the world, it didn't really make sense. So I was fine with it. They're like, hey, you want to fight these, tough guys, Thomas Almeida, Eddie Wine, they're tough guys. They're not easy fights. But the money was, it's you get what you pay for. So we're fighting Pierre Dion, I'm getting paid, a little bit more. And it's ready. It's time. I'll be 28 in a couple of days, and I'm just gonna be entering my prime, and just everything feels like it's on time, and it's meant to be where I'm at. It's meant to be. So,
Sean, what do you think of Pierre as an opponent? He's a former champion. He's shown some great stuff, but you're so unique. The size that you have in that weight class. Do you look at a guy like them and think of this as the toughest challenge of your career, or do you feel like as confident as ever that you can still do those sensational knockouts and big things against him?
Both. Definitely the toughest guy I've ever fought. He's number one for a reason. I think he's ranked in the pound for pound top 15 list in the UFC. And I'm confident I can knock him out. I know what I'm capable of. I know I have the skills, and now I have the opportunity. So I understand how good Pierre Dion is, but I also know how good I am, and I'm excited that I get to go out there and prove to the world on such a massive card. And it makes it even sweeter that it's in Abu Dhabi for some reason. It makes it a little extra sweet.
What's the welcome like been there? It looks like they I saw some Instagram of the cakes they put out for you. Are you getting a hero's welcome there of people loving the sport of UFC?
Yeah, the Sugar Show's worldwide. They love me over here. Some guy tried to trade me his camel for some fight lessons. So Sugar Show's worldwide.
Wait, what do you mean? You're just out and about, and he's like, "Look, this is a great camel. You can bring this back. You can bring this back to Arizona. It'll work fantastic for you." And did you consider it at all?
He was dead ass serious, and I think it was a very nice camel, but I had to turn it down.
Have you considered going on a ride? We talked to Victor Oladipo from the Heat recently. He went on a camel ride. Did you get to go on any camel rides in Abu Dhabi?
I would like to. It's a little hot, so I'm kind of staying inside for the most part. We've been on a couple runs outside, and it's pretty warm. So maybe next time I'm here without a fight, I can do some stuff like that. But
Catch. It's a good offer, dude. UFC 280 is coming on up on Saturday. You guys can get it here 2 p.m. locally is when it starts up, since they got the time difference there. And Sugar Sean O'Malley, this fight, I mean, honestly, him and Petr Yan could be a main event. That's how good this card is between him. And they got Aljamain Sterling, TJ Dillashaw on the card. Are you allowing yourself to be interested in that one as well? Because Dana did come out this week, Sean, said winner of you and Petr is going to be fighting for the belt. So does it also, are you going to be having a keen eye on that? Assuming you do what you plan on doing to Petr, are you immediately going to be turning your attention to who wins that title fight? Or you're going to kind of just decompress because you have so much focus on this particular opponent?
Yeah, I kind of knew once I booked this fight, like, I'm fighting the number one guy in the world. I'm the biggest draw in the bantamweight division, one of the biggest draws in the UFC. It's kind of obvious to me. Like, I go out there and beat Petr, I'm going to get a title shot. So when Dana came out and said that, I'd already kind of knew that. But yeah, I mean, I go out there, do what I need to do against Petr. I don't got to focus on Petr anymore. I focus on what's next, and that'll be, just watching the next fight. Might be a couple tequila shots in by then, so we'll see.
Well, you would earn it, man. Like, do you think, Sean, do you think that world champion is going to change you at all? Like, I mean, I don't know if it's a tough thing to ask, but you've been so famous and one of the most famous faces of the UFC basically since you've walked in. Everybody wants to see the Sugar Show, the wheel kicks, the crazy knockouts that you have, everything. Do you feel like champion is going to change your personality or lift it to another level, or it's just going to validate your talent?
A little bit of both. I think I've had a gradual increase of fame, so I kind of have an understanding of the thoughts it brings to you, and it at the end of the day, it's got to be self-discipline, and I really want to be in this for 10 more years in the grind and become as good as I possibly can become. I want to fulfill my potential, and I think I'd like to sit here and say I'm going to be, grind for the next 10 years, but become champ, get a couple brand deals, make a couple of millions. Who knows? It could be riding that camel in Dubai.
Before we get you out of here, I saw recently on your Instagram, you got to meet Shaq. Shaq is a monster MMA guy. He's come down to your American Top Team and trained. Was he geeking out to meet you as much as maybe you were to meet him? How much did you enjoy that interaction with Shaq?
Yeah, it was cool. It's always, it's always weird when there's cameras around. It's almost like a forced meeting. I thought it was cool. Shaq's he's a funny guy.
He's, you shocked at how big he was? He's standing next to him. He's massive.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever been next to a human being that big. But it was really cool meeting Shaq. I'd love to sit down and actually have a conversation with him someday. That'd be cool. But yeah, it was pretty brief, quick little conversation, but it was cool.
Has there been like a fame interaction with a celebrity? Like, you're like, man, I can't believe that I get the opportunity to do this because they want to meet me.
Nothing that pops off the top of my head. It is cool though. Like, being, I always say, like, the coolest thing to become famous or popular or whatever is definitely fighting. All the rappers, all the other athletes, the actors, everyone loves the fighter. So it's cool to be in the position I'm in, and to be able to go and perform in front of these guys. I don't know if Shaq's gonna be at the fight, but I know there's gonna be a lot of celebrities at the fights. My boy Steve Harvey, that was pretty cool. He was jacked to meet the Sugar Show, which was I didn't know he was a fan, so that was pretty cool.
Steve Harvey, yeah, I saw you with Steve Harvey too. Steve Harvey was excited to meet you?
Yeah, I was surprised too. He said he'd been watching since the Contender Series, and he's been a fan for a while, which is, I thought that was pretty cool because I think I've watched every episode of Family Feud in the world.
Well, go watch Sean O'Malley this upcoming Saturday, man, on UFC 280. Him versus Petr Yan is going to be an absolute banger. Between that, Aljamain Sterling, TJ Dillashaw, and then you got Charles Oliveira and Islam Makhachev. That is a monster card coming on up this Saturday. Sean, we really appreciate the time, man. Good health the rest of the week. Best of luck in the fight. We can't wait to watch the Sugar Show this Saturday.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep.
There he goes.
Get a show, boys.
We will, man. We always do. You always put on a show. There you go. The Sugar Show, Leroy.
Sugar Show.
You like that, Marcos?
I actually do, man. I'm a big fan of his. I saw his.
Marcos is like a big time Vight fan. I don't know if I've pulled you in. I don't know if like I've sucked you in, but like you're always asking about what's coming up on the weekend.
Yeah, man.
You're not a fan till you go see a fight at up in Palm Beach at the convention center. And the guy comes in with a newspaper and a cigarette.
We've been to some small places, man. We've been to some small places.
What about the place in Pompano? The
which one, dude?
No, we went to one where the roller rink is.
Oh, in Fort Lauderdale, we went to Extreme.
That was a good one too.
Somebody, to watch Titan.
Well, there was almost a ruckus because one dude got knocked out.
Dude, like, that one time went to a fight card that was like in a warehouse in Pompano. I'm like, this can't be legal. This is not up to code.
Go to some sketchy
this
spots.
Is not up. All right, we'll get back into the Dolphins and just a bit. Mike McDaniel discussing Jaylen Waddle, dealing with the loss and the fumble. We'll hear what the Dolphins coach has to say about that.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.